637 Treyware, 550 KTSA FM 1071, the Treyware page at KTSA.com. Lots of great content up there. I want to go to my friend John Hayward and thank him right off the bat for being flexible. Wednesday is usually his day to be on with me, but we had the all the stuff going on with Javier Salazar and Ron DeSantis and everything happening there, and we had to make a move because of breaking news, and so he was flexible enough to move to today. So, John, thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, no problem. Always a pleasure.
There is a lot of breaking news and a lot of stuff that's going on. Let's start with the Fed. Because of the Democrats' policies under President Joe Biden, Americans now, on average, are spending $800 more per month, $800 more per month for just the basic necessities, for the same goods and services they were purchasing prior to Joe Biden becoming president. It's approximately $800 more per month. Add that up over the year. Local businesses now are right at 80% of local businesses are spending a ton more for the same goods that they have in order to operate their businesses. So the Fed, you know, this whole thing about inflation being transitory, oh yeah, transitory it was, right? Or no, it's good. We can have good inflation. And now the Fed is in a panic mode, 75 basis points yesterday. They're predicting at least another 125 basis points before the end of the year. This economy is in a crash mode right now.
It's exactly right. It's the chickens coming home to roost. It's everything that the irresponsible socialist pseudo-economist frauds, the Paul Krugmans of the world, told you would never, ever happen. They all told you that the government is magic and its unicorns can just poop out as much money as they want and it doesn't matter and everything can be free and we can have free college and you can pay this and that. And it was always a lie. It was always an incredible lie. It always had to be balanced, and Joe Biden's reckless policies just made it happen today instead of 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. It always had to be balanced by this. We have to increase the interest rates. We have to soak up all that extra money that's flowing around in the economy. We have to restore value to the economy. And the only way to equalize that is by raising interest rates. And that is not going to just mean that you have to pay more for a credit card or a mortgage. That is going to mean that businesses and entrepreneurs and investors all have to pay much, much more to borrow money, which means they won't do it, which means businesses are going to start collapsing and going out of business. They're going to put off expansion plans. They're going to keep firing people. This is going to really, really, really hurt. And then the same stupid idiots and the same slick con men will tell you that they can print money forever and give you free stuff, and we'll go right back to doing the same insane thing until an even bigger crash happens again. Unless we wake up, this is your wake-up call. There will be no more snooze bars. This is it. Joe Biden has brought America to its knees. And the next time this happens, the next time these irresponsible spendaholics drive us off a cliff, that's going to be a fatal plunge.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you're right on the money with it. Well, you always are, talking about the credit cards and talking about the, you know, businesses that have to spend a lot more for interest to buy what they have to buy, et cetera, and passing that on to consumers. Let's keep in mind the federal government itself is running a $32 trillion debt right now and growing every second. They have to pay, we have to pay the increase of the interest on that debt as well. So we can't even afford the interest, much less the $32 trillion in debt.
I know, you add up the value of, you know, the top 100 businesses in the country, and you're probably pretty close to what we're paying just to service the government debt. That's how titanic this is. We've centralized so much money and power in the hands of people who are comprehensively incompetent. There has never been a greater gathering of absolutely useless people than the Biden administration. It's like an all-star lineup of abject failure. Every single one of them is completely clueless as to what their job is supposed to be. They don't know anything at all about the economy, the businesses, the issues they're supposed to manage. There are people like Pete Buttigieg who just disappear whenever there's a crisis. They go on vacation and you can't find them anywhere. And these are the people that are just throwing around bags of money, gigantic bags of money. Joe Biden just handed a gigantic bag of like $300 billion to a Clinton hack named Leon Panetta, and he's supposed to hand it out to green energy companies. That's where all your money's going. That's where the economy is collapsing. That's why you have to pay 400% more for bread, milk, and eggs than you did a little while ago, because these guys just keep giving money to their cronies in their favorite industries, and they all get rich and you get poor. That's how this works, and it's time you wake up and break this cycle real hard in the next two elections, or they will finish off middle class America as we know it.
They pretty much have made a lot of headway in doing exactly that. I have been telling my friends who listen every morning, John, that you please prepare for a harsh winter. And what I mean by that is the price of heating your home this winter is going to skyrocket like we've never seen in our lifetimes. This is going to be a harsh winter in terms of heating your home. I can't predict the weather. Nobody can. But I've been telling people, buy extra blankets. Make sure if you have a fireplace that you have wood stacked out back where you can burn wood. Don't just rely on the gas. If you got a gas fireplace, make sure you got plenty of wood. In other words, make sure that you can do what you can do, regardless of what municipalities are charging, to stay warm this winter, because it's going to be that serious in the costs of trying to heat our homes.
Absolutely. And if it's any consolation, it really shouldn't be, it's going to be worse in Europe. They're going to die over there from their foolish energy policies. It'll just straight up kill them because Russia cut off their gas. Over here, it's going to be really uncomfortable. Hopefully not too many of us will die, but you're going to have soaring heating costs. You're going to have shortages. This is the consequence of these madcap, insane, delusional energy policies. And the people who did this to you, and believe me, they are doing this to you. They want you to suffer. Yes. This is part of their plan. The people who did this to you think that they were able to push it so hard and so fast that there's no turning back, that if you say, wait a minute, I don't want to freeze, I don't want to spend 500% more to heat my house this winter, how did this happen? How did a great nation regress to like 1800s technology overnight? They're going to tell you, well, there's no going back because we have to save the earth, and we've already spent all this money on windmills and solar panels that don't work, so there's no way to go back to reliable energy now. And again, don't listen to them. Smash them to pieces at the ballot box. Terrify the political establishment. Make it clear that if they ever do this again, they won't survive in office. You know, just make sure that they know that you're wise to the scam and you're not going to settle for this reduced lifestyle that they have in mind for you. But unfortunately, none of that is going to help you this winter. It's way too late to change the fate that awaits you over the next few months.
I'm speaking with John Hayward from Breitbart.com, the author of Dr. Zero Year One. We usually visit on Wednesdays at this time. Let me give you a quote. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. There is no question the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, and this is a threat to our country. As your president, I will defend our democracy with every fiber of my being, and I'm asking every American to join me. So, in North Dakota this past Sunday, a man got into an argument with an 18-year-old. The man's name is Shannon Brandt. He's 41, with an 18-year-old, over MAGA policies, we are told. And then, allegedly, Mr. Brandt took his car and ran over the 18-year-old in an alleyway in the middle of the night because he says he was part of the Republican extremist group. How are we to not believe that this was defending democracy, just like Biden said? Join me, America, in taking out these folks, or, you know, defending our country against the MAGA Republicans. Are you there, John? You know, I folks, thank you, John. I still see him connected. You see him connected, Elaine? You see him connected, Jimmy? He's connected. Sean, you see him connected. Now, I'm gonna address this right here, right now, because every single week that he is on,
just him,
we can have 1,000 other guests on, we can have 1,000 other callers on, huh? He's gone. Now he's gone. This is happening. I'm telling you, his segment on my show is being messed with. I'm telling you, that's the only thing I can say. It's being messed with.
It has to be.
It's not his phone. He has phone conversations all the time. It's not our system.
It's never with our money market.
Nope. Never with the Bridgehead IT.
Salazar called on that same line.
Yeah. I mean, we've had people on the same line all the time. It's not his phone.
It's amazing.
It is just absolutely amazing, John. While we were waiting to recontact with you, I was just saying, this is an out-and-out attempt to silence what we're doing here, because you get cut off every single week. Every single week you get stopped. It is amazing to me.
It's the energy crisis. It's the energy crisis. Well, no, we can't even have the phones anymore.
You know, it really is. It's just ridiculous what's going on with them trying to shut down. What I was talking about when we took the break was, when we were going into the break, was where we are with the energy crisis. And I was talking about also this man who ran over this 18-year-old after Joe Biden said, join me in defending democracy. And he claimed that the 18-year-old was a Republican extremist. How are we to not believe that he's defending democracy as Joe Biden called for him to do? Go right ahead.
Exactly. Imagine the other way around. Imagine Donald Trump had just given some fiery speech, and then a Trump supporter ran over a Democrat. It would be the number one story in the country. There wouldn't be any other news. I mean, it would be the end of the world. And this happens, and the press yawns. Another MAGA kid gets run over. Who cares? I mean, that's the attitude that they have. This is the natural consequence of this divisive extremist rhetoric of Joe Biden. He's the extremist. I mean, he's a doddering old man. But that doesn't mean he's not an extremist. And the people who tell him what to say are dyed-in-the-wool extremists. They're immigration extremists. They're open borders extremists. We just proved that beyond all doubt for the rest of eternity over the last couple of weeks. You know, we've got them nailed down. They're abortion extremists. They're economic extremists. Joe Biden and his party is the most extreme party that we've ever seen in this country. And of course, they're going to call everybody else extremists, and they're going to try to rile up their supporters, and some unhinged lefties are going to kill people because this is all they've got to go into the midterm election. They know their base is dejected. They know the average Democrat voter, the working stiff, he's going to the store to buy groceries, and his milk and eggs are costing five times as much as they did when Joe Biden took office, and you can't make them not notice that. They tried. You can't spin it away. You can't say it's Vladimir Putin's fault, but what you can do is get those people so hyped up on this fantasy role-playing game where they think they're the last line of defense against red-hatted fascists that are going to take over the world, that maybe they'll go to the polls. Maybe these people will get excited enough to go out and vote if you tell them that this is a battle to defend the soul of democracy, and inevitably that means that some people are going to get violent, and Joe Biden doesn't care. Joe Biden's handlers don't care. That to them, that is a very acceptable price to get their base a little worked up and snap them out of their coma.
That's exactly right. Just like the border being wide open and the fentanyl coming across the border and God knows what else, terrorists and everything else. Well, that's just, you know, collateral damage as long as we get them in here. John, thank you. As always, I'll talk to you next Wednesday, and I appreciate your time as always.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
Folks, read him over at Breitbart.com. John Hayward is his name. All right, a quick break. Back in just a minute. Trey Ware, KTSA.